Summit County Democratic Party Chairman Glenn Wright invites the public to the convention on Saturday. He says they'll hear from local and state-level Democratic Party leaders.
We'll have a county update from someone on the county council, one of our four Democrats, a legislative update from Brian King, who represents Summit Park, and a state party update by Matt Lyon, which I think will be one of the highlights of the convention, talking about the state Democratic Party's strategy going forward.
He says the Democrats will elect some fresh faces as officers on Saturday.
Sue Follette is from North Summit, Sean Wharton from South Summit, and we're going to have a new vice chair in Western Summit, Leanna Teterberg, who was the local OFA organizer during the presidential campaign. Our secretary is Deb Mell. Treasurer is Corey Forsling, who does double duty as treasurer for both the county and the county party. Greg Greenberg is our new public relations chair. Steve Lewis is our membership chair. And we elect two state central committee members, who will be Jeff Stern and Jill Lesh.
Looking back on the recent November election, Wright says the Democratic Party was affected by what he calls the Romney factor.
You know, we conducted an exit survey during the election. There were about 10% new voters that came out just to vote for Romney during this election. We call it the Romney tsunami, which was, in effect, pretty much statewide. We had some significant successes down in Salt Lake County where they were really organized and had a lot of money to put into the campaign.
He says the election was an anomaly, and he doesn't feel the Democratic Party is losing ground in the state. Instead, Wright sees a bright future for the party due to the shifting demographics in the county and the state.
What we've found is that there's a significant portion of unregistered voters out there that we need to tap into, mostly Latino voters and young voters. And if you look at Summit County, those are the folks that are working in our resort industry. A lot of them come here temporarily. They'll come here for the ski season. You look around our community, some people came for the ski season 30 years ago and they're still here. Some people leave every year. So once the resorts close next week, we'll start looking for those people.
He agrees with Summit County Republican Party Chairman Henry Glasheen, who says the Republican Party needs to shift its focus away from social issues and stick to fiscal issues.
The Republican Party has been hijacked by the extreme right wing. I've talked to a number of people in town here. I won't mention his name directly, but one very prominent local Republican who said the party has left him. Someone who has been prominent in Republican politics, both on a state and national level and local level. Yeah, Republicans have to do a little soul searching.
And he comments on one of the biggest social issues of our time, gay marriage.
I think it's a tough road to hoe here in Utah until the LDS Church changes their mind on that issue. And I could see that, you know, I'm not LDS. I can't predict what they're going to do. But if you look at the history of what's happened after the civil rights movement of the 50s, 60s, 70s, the LDS Church had a major reevaluation of their racial policies with respect to the priesthood. Could that happen with respect to gay marriage? I have no idea. It could happen. I think that the Supreme Court decisions are going to be most important.
That's Summit County Democratic Party Chairman Glenn Wright. Again, the Summit County Democratic Party Convention taking place Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Park City Community Church. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.